Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, to better fulfill the conservation purposes of the Endangered Species Act, it looks like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is rescinding regulations from 2020 that changed the process for excluding areas from critical habitat designations under a section of the Endangered Species Act. Now, they say the action restores the Secretary of the Interior's discretion to determine how and when to exclude areas from critical habitat designations and the service's role as the expert agency that's responsible for administering the ESA. Service Director Martha Williams said that the rule will allow their biologists to ensure critical habitat designations contribute to the conservation of ESA listed species. Now, you can bet the Endangered Species Act will be a big topic next week in Reno, Nevada, at the Cattle Industries Summer Business Meeting and also at the Public Lands Council's annual meeting coming up next month, headed for Cody, Wyoming, both of which I will be attending and reporting from. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.